soaks the flowers. Maybe we'll be caught for hours waiting out the sun. You and me were gabbing away, dream conversation, sitting in the hay. Honey, how long was I laughing in the rain with you? 'Cause I didn't feel a drop till the thunder brought us to. The roof of tin, pretty comfy feeling, how the rain ain't leaking in. We can sit and dry just as long as it can pour, 'cause the way it makes you look makes me hope it rains some more.
Don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the night. Teller. Remember that one? July 66, Summer in the City, before that Daydream, and didn't have to be so nice. Do You Believe in Magic? Some of the best of the Lovin' Spoonful. Well, unfortunately, the group split up at the end of the 1960s. A few problems. The members went their various ways. John Sebastian, the lead singer, later came back to the charts as a solo artist. The Canadian member of the Lovin' Spoonful, Zal Yanofsky, has a place in Kingston, Ontario, a restaurant called Shea Piggy. So I guess if you ever head over towards Kingston, see a relative or something for any reason, drop into the Shea Piggy. Say hello. Oh, for heaven's sakes. Big record called Nashville Cats.
Nashville Cats play Queen's Country Water. And they can pick more notes than the number of ants on the Tennessee anthill. Yeah, there's 1,352 guitar cases in Nashville. And anyone that unpacks his guitar can play twice as better than I will. Yes, I was just 13. You might say I was a musical proverbial knee-high. When I heard a couple new sounding tunes on the tube and they blasted me sky-high. And the record man said, everyone is a Yellow Sun record from Nashville. And up north here ain't nobody buys them. And I said, but I will. And it was Nashville Cats play Queen's Country Water. Mothers from Nashville. All the friends play music and they ain't uptight if one of the kids will. Because it's custom made for any mother's son to be a guitar picker in Nashville. And I sure am glad I got a chance to say a word about the music and the mothers from Nashville. And Nashville Cats play Queen's Country Water.
Cats. Gosh, I haven't heard that one in a long time. Yeah, from the Lovin' Spoonful. Well, that's our look at them tonight. This is Daz looking back on CKFM.
Oh, wonderful, Lou.
Oh, Miss Jenny.
Lou, I have just this minute come from People's Anniversary Sale.
Ah, that's where 33% off selected diamond jewelry, right?
Like dazzling diamond rings, earrings, and pendants. Oh, there's so much to choose from.
Why, sure, such fine quality, too. And Peoples has special anniversary sale bonus savings on the Premier Collection. $50 to $350 off selected styles of diamond and gold jewelry.
It's so exciting.
But, Miss Channing, you don't need any more diamonds.
Lou, you just perished that thought. It's People's Anniversary, and I want to celebrate with diamonds. A girl just can't have enough diamonds. After all, diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Mmm, and at up to 33% off at People's Anniversary Sale, it's easy to make a lot of new friends.
From the people who brought you Toronto's largest dance floor, the music of Fred and Ginger, and a place for Bogey to hang around, now from Toronto's Entertainment Center comes the Birthday Bash. It's October, and October's is celebrating their birthday by helping you celebrate yours with a special surprise. So if you're a Libra or Scorpio celebrating a birthday during October, make your party headquarters October's. A big, opulent nightclub and dining room, October's is designed for getting together with friends, intimate tete-a-tete, and dancing the night away to the superb 13-piece house orchestra. So celebrate your birthday in style at October's. And remember, every group of four celebrating a birthday during October receives a special October's birthday surprise. Join the birthday bash all month long at October's, Toronto's Entertainment Center, 9 Bel Air at Cumberland, and have a happy birthday.
Weekend in the City, CKFM.
I Can't Stay Mad at You, from November of 1963, Skeeter Davis. And I was telling Craig a little while ago, I saw Skeeter Davis on television a little while ago, and I guess she's getting back into the business. She's been away for a while. It was kind of nice to see her in that respect, anyway, Skeeter Davis. Well, we got a couple of guests in the studio, Dave Andrews and Owen Jones with us, and they're sitting here all tensed up, ready to go, because... A week from tonight is big doings in Oshawa. Now, Craig Smith, Bruce Kellum, and I will be there, and we were there last year. Now, we're going to do it again. So, Dave and Owen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Don.
All this in aid of?
This is in aid of our different community projects, senior citizens and handicapped adults.
Now, this is the Parkwood Rotary, right?
Parkwood Rotary, you bet.
Now, the easiest, well, tell us where it is,
okay.
What time, and the whole
okay.
thing.
We call our dance Remember When, mm-hmm. the 50s and 60s, and of course it features you, Craig Smith, and Bruce Kellum.
That's right.
And it's at 55 Simcoe Street North, better known as the Armories.
That's right. Now that's right downtown.
Right downtown. Do you remember how to get there?
Just turn at the tank.
Very good.
That's right.
Can't miss it. That tank just says it's got to be the Armories. And our president, Larry Hearn, who you've dealt with, I know, for a couple of years, is really looking forward to seeing you again.
Okay, great.
And next Saturday night... The dance starts at 8:30 and goes till 1 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are $12.50 a person.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we have bar privileges.
Good.
We have we always like those. Door prizes from some of our merchants in Oshawa. And a cold plate lunch that will serve about 11:30. That's all included for the $12.50.
Good stuff.
There will be tickets available at the door. So anybody who's interested, 8:30 is the start-off time.
Mm-hmm.
Get there and get your tickets.
Now, listen, where are they available? What's what?
Murray Johnson's Menswear, that's on Simcoe Street North.
Mm-hmm.
The Level Drugs on King Street. Parkwood Pharmacy on Simcoe Street North. And at Toronto Dominion Bank, King and Simcoe.
Okay. And now I understand,
You have a little piece of paper there.
I have a little donation to make. We want money, of course, for our community projects, but we know you fellas up here run a pretty big community project, the CKFM Children's Fund. So on behalf of the Oshawa Parkwood Rotary Club, Don, here is the check.
Hey, that's great. Thanks very much. We didn't realize you were going to have that for us tonight. Well, okay. You guys going to be all dressed up in your best 50s and 60s duds?
We're going to have a lot of people there.
Or your worst 50s and 60s
Could be worse, too. You're right. Very much so.
All righty, guys. We'll see you there next Saturday night. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Don.
Okay. All right. Dave Andrews and Alwyn Jones from Oshawa. Thanks for being here. The Intruders. Lake Ray and the Rayman wrapping up this portion of the program. We're going to come back with the words and music of Gene Pitney and friends. Got some requests in the next portion of the program, too, so don't you go away. Stick around.
Chocolate, you experience it. All that smooth chocolate swirled and twirled around plump roasted almonds, or cool, crisp, frosted mints, or rich soft centers of exotic coffee truffles. At Laura Secord Shops, you experience a tradition of superb chocolate making, served up in a delectable array of sweet, succulent delights. So the next time you have a craving and you want to personally choose a very particular chocolate to satisfy that craving, come to your Laura Secord shop. Select all your favorites, or a few, or even choose just one single gorgeous chocolate. It's your choice, your taste. You see, at Laura Secord, we understand. After all, we love chocolate as much as you do.
Dance.
The music surrounds you. Waves of sound that say,
dance.
To the beat. At Jackie's, Toronto's favorite place to be.
Dance.
Wednesday night at Jackie's is ladies' night. Get together seven ladies and enjoy free limousine transportation. Thursday night, stand by for solid gold rock and roll.
Dance.
Jackie's, music that just won't quit. With no cover charge Monday through Thursday. In the Toronto Hilton Harbor Castle, a special place to be.
99.9.
Boy, 1961, his first release, got to be the number 39 song in the charts. Well, we had the opportunity a few months back to sit back, put our feet up, and let Gene Pitney do all the talking. He was in town on his Toronto concert, and I tell you, what an accessible guy. What an easy guy to talk to. We asked him a few questions. Well, for instance, one of the things back in the great days of rock and roll were the group shows. The package tours. So we asked Gene if he'd ever done any of those.
I did package shows. They were coming out of my ears. I did the Dick Clark shows, first of all. They were all called Caravan of Stars. And then I went on to produce the similar type of a show, but I was the producer of the tour myself.
Uh-huh. Now, who would you be working with? What kind of acts? What kind of singers?
Probably, if you were doing a Dick Clark thing back in the 60s, you might have two busloads of people, probably about 60 bodies that would be traveling on these tours. And you might have, say, 10 of the top 15 records in the country. And the key to it all was, from Dick's staff, was to try to find the individual with the record that was going to happen during the period of time when the tour was out. They would try to buy somebody very, very cheap in the beginning and hope that the record took off. And a lot of times they came up trumps with that.
Really?
The difference was that I really enjoyed that period of time because it was a whole different ballgame than it is now. I mean, now it's definitely one-on-one. If you see a concert, you'll see the headliner and usually a support act.
Mm-hmm.
Economics has made a tremendous difference in it. But at that time, you would do, I remember my favorite one to talk about, is a 74-day Dick Clark tour, 68 playing days, 4 days off. We did all of the United States. I'm talking from the East Coast down to Florida, across the middle, down to New Mexico. We came across Canada. We even went to Hawaii. Wow. I mean, everywhere there was to go. And that was one show a day, except Fridays and Saturdays. It was a matinee as well. Hmm. And that was staying in a hotel every third day.
that was driving, like doing a show at night, then driving all through the night, all day long, doing your next show, driving all night long again until you got to your hotel, then you checked in. So I learned to do, it was like survival of the fittest. I found out that at that time I was skinny enough that I could fit up in the luggage rack on the bus.
No.
With an inflatable raft, you know, the kind you blow up that you use on the beach?
Uh-huh.
I could bring one of those up there, and I could even roll over, which was the whole key to being able to sleep. And I had that string that holds the luggage in, so I didn't fall out. I remember Dick tried it one time. It's in a magazine here somewhere as well. Somebody was talking about it the other day. And Dick tried to get up in there. He's a little bit stockier than I was at the time. He ended up in a chiropractor. Everything got bent out of shape.
I mean, you wouldn't have any.
He didn't need any. And that was the difference, because
you'd come out and do your hits. Whoever else was on the show, the other stars would come out and do...
Well, I used to close the shows, and I would do a maximum of 4 songs closing the show. So the majority of people were doing either 2 or 1 song.
What about an artist who may have been on a tour like that who was, let's say, a one-hit wonder? What kind of problems would he have? I mean, he would come out and do his hit. What else can he do? Or is that all he was expected to do?
Well, that's all he was expected to do, but there were a lot of them. I mean, there were oodles of people that... I've got a lot of the old tour books at home, and I look at people myself, and I wonder, who was that? I don't remember them at all. I mean, they were so insignificant on the tour.
Yeah.
One poor girl, I can't even remember her name, had a record that was... it was one of those, I think, that they anticipated being a bigger record, and it didn't happen. Probably went to, like, the top 60 or something like mm-hmm. that. And she used to come out every night and tell the audience how bad she was before she sang her song. I mean, she had no confidence whatsoever, you know, and it wasn't getting any better as the thing rolled on.
Just, she went from there to absolutely nowhere,
that's right?
Right?
Yeah.
Seen the the star. I'm famous now, I've come so far.
On the tours, there were all kinds of people that were successful. I mean, the Brian Hylands and Johnny Tillotsons. I don't know, you name it, I'm sure that I've worked with them.
Right.
Not only in the States, but the majority of the English acts as well. I did all kinds of shows with the Beatles and with the Rolling Stones and Joe Cocker and the Kinks. And I've had most of them on my tours over there as well.
I cry myself to sleep each night, wishing I could hold you tight. Life seems so empty since you went away. The pillow where you lay your head now holds my lonely tears instead, and it keeps right on a hurt since you're gone. It keeps right on a hurt every minute of the day, every hour you're away. I feel so lonely, and I can't help it.
Johnny Tillotson, one of the singers that Gene Pitney mentioned in our interview with him that he worked with on tours. And we'll have more from Gene right after the break, recorded when he was in town a little while ago, his Roy Thompson Hall concert, which Bob Durant informs me he was in fine voice. In fact, it sounded better then than he used to, which is kind of an interesting observation. Anyway, more from Gene Pitney coming up after the break here on 99.9 CKFM in Toronto and Looking Back.
Hey, aren't you Todd Brooker?
Yeah, that's me.
Wow, what are you doing in town?
Actually, I'm here for the ski show.
Oh, the ski show. When is it again?
It's on Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to have all the newest equipment, downhill and cross-country demonstrations, fashion shows.
Fashion shows?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
And the ski swap, lots of ski trips,
yeah.
And a preview of the new Warren Miller film.
Oh, yeah, well, he was just in town for the film festival.
No, that was Warren Beatty.
Oh.
Look, I got to go now. The lights changed.
Well, no, wait. Tell me what else is going to be at the ski show.
Well, my buddies on the ski team will be there Friday and Saturday.
All of them?
Yeah, Jim, Gary, Felix, and Paul. And Steve Podborski and Jerry Sorensen are there for the weekend.
Oh, wow.
Look, I really got to go now. So why don't you come out to the International Center and see us? The show's on until Monday.
Oh, I'll be there. Have you got a turkey? Oh, will you call it? Can't you see I'm talking to Todd Brooker?
The Packard $99,900 home contest. You could win a luxurious jacuzzi equipped Sun Point home.
Look at us now.
Follow the rainbow to Packard Homes. Affordable luxury from just $99,900. Fireplaces, skylights, sweeping oak staircases, plus jacuzzi whirlpools and barbecues, all from just $99,900. Visit a Packard home site today. You could win the home you buy or the beautifully appointed Sun Point home.
Look at us now, look at us now, look at us now. Ooh, 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 ooh. Our dreams come true in a Packard home.
Discover Packard homes, Nobleton Lakes, Kirby Estates, and the newest home site, Meadow Pine. Take the 401 to Mississauga Road, south to Battleford, right at Montevideo, and look for the rainbow. You can be home free.
We were talking to Gene Pitney about the package tours, and one of the things that came up was the length of the performance then as opposed to now, because now it's a lot more than they ever used to want.
They wanted 70 minutes in this show,
yeah.
The promoter. And no way in the world would you have done 70 minutes anywhere, not in concert, not in a club. And definitely not on a tour.
Yeah, because as you were saying, the way those tours were put together with all the acts, come out and do two or three hits or whatever, zip, zip.
So many people on them. I remember one of the funny incidents that happened when I say that there were usually two busloads of people.
Uh-huh.
But we had one tour that was out. I can't tell you who was on it, different acts, but I know the Crystals were on it. Well, to tell you the story, let's say that there were half black acts and half white acts.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all split up on each bus.
Right.
We took off going from somewhere in the east, and we were heading out to the Midwest. And it was in the time of the sit-ins at the restaurants.
Right.
Well, the buses lost contact with each other. One got out ahead. I was on the one that was ahead. Well, the other one never showed up, and it was showtime. We had an afternoon show. And I remember that talking about this camaraderie again that we had, it was myself, and it was Brian Hyland, and it was somebody else that played different things. So we opened the show. There was no Dick Clark. Half the acts weren't there. We went out and did anything we knew. I played guitar and sang about four or five numbers. I played piano and sang about four or five numbers. Brian would come out, play guitar, sing four or five numbers, and we'd have an intermission. Then we'd come out together and do duets together for like four or five songs and have another intermission. And we were trying to carry, pulled it off as well before they got there.
Once I was a king, I thought, always a king. Cause I just captured someone's heart. But may I explain? Became a joker.
We had some terrible times. We had two busloads of people leaving down south one time. And I remember, I don't know how it worked out this way, but I think we had one black act that was three girls. Again, it might have been the Crystals or the Ronettes or somebody like that was on the show. And we stopped in this restaurant way, way, way late at night. And all we wanted, again, was a hamburger or a hot dog, something just to get us through to where we were going. And they would not serve the girls. They said they could either eat outside or they could have eaten in the kitchen. So this whole group of really hungry people got up and left. I mean, I had a hard time controlling them, that they weren't going to tear down the pumps of the front of the place as well to get them all on that bus, because at this point it was my tour, I think. It was my responsibility. And we just had to go and leave.
See the way he walks down the street.
Producing a tour like that, when you took over after the Dick Clark tours, when you were producing your own tours, performing in the tours, the logistics of putting a show like that together, I mean, you'd have to be on the go 26 hours a day.
No, that's the beauty of having an agency. The agency actually put the tour together.
I see.
You would oversee it. It would be your responsibility. It would be your money controlling it, because the agency wouldn't be allowed to do that. But they're the ones that put everything together and did all the work. And then they also took their 15% off the top. So they had a very
Yes, the good old 15%. I know.
Of the gross.
Yeah, I know what you mean. One of the things I always wanted to ask Gene Pitney about was the hit song he had in 1965, Last Chance to Turn Around. The Last Exit to Brooklyn song, a notorious book that was banned and burned and all that stuff. And I wondered about the relationship, as a matter of fact, the book and the song. Did you ever read the book, Last Exit to Brooklyn?
No, I wish that we knew there was a book. Because the song was written, probably the individual did read the book, but he didn't advise us of the fact that that's where the title came from.
You know, I always wondered about that. For years, I've wondered about that, because that was written by a guy named Hubert Selby, I think. I don't know, Selby was his last name. But in its day, and probably still today, it's a really dirty book. It's got all very, very detailed, explicit stuff in
it. Good, good.
And I think I read that in high school, and it was, you know, hey, have you read this? Wow. And all the hot pages were, you know, well-thumbed. And I've always wondered about that song. Exactly what, when you were doing the song, or...
I had no idea that there was a book out. I'm sure that they told me probably during the session. But I just liked the song itself. But what happened was somebody else beat us to the punch with the thing and put out Last Exit to Brooklyn, which was in the charts That's why mine's called Last Chance to Turn Around Brackets, Last Exit to Brooklyn.
No, you know, I don't think I knew that somebody else had done it. I don't think I've ever heard the other version.
I couldn't even tell you how it goes or who it was by, but it was in the charts, and because of that, we couldn't put out another Last Exit to Brooklyn. So we had to take another line out of the song and then stick Last Exit to Brooklyn, because it was the hook of the whole song.
Yeah, yeah.
The wheels of my old car are turning, burning up the highway. Tonight that girl of mine will be yearning for not learning to see things my way. She heard me for the very last time, I'm not hanging around. I'll show her I can leave her behind. I'm getting out of town. Night I heard that girl lying, trying to deceive me. And now all of these tears she's crying, I'm not buying, you better believe me.
The pipes are much better than they ever were when I was recording these things in the 60s. I somehow got a lower register into my voice. It was always the reedy high sound only. Mm. Now I've got some, well, I think the weight's got a lot to do with it, too, because I was always like my 128 pounds. I mean, it took me until I was 35 to hit 150 pounds. You know, it was always that 128, 130, 132 pounds. And in order to have any stamina, I was wiry as could be, but I just burned everything off all the time. And now, going out there, I can walk off that stage and still have enough left to go around again if I had to, whereas before, I just didn't. I mean, a show like that would have just worn me out completely.
I hate to use the expression again, but in effect, you really don't have to do this, right. But it's good for you because you're the performer. You've got to get out. Even after a layoff, you know, it's good to get
back. Haven't had a layoff, so I haven't been here.
Well,
but I've been working constantly, you know,
I guess that's the cliche thing about Gene Pitney is that he's been away all his time. Where's he been? And he hasn't been doing anything, which, as we know, is not true.
I can understand people saying that from here until I tell them exactly what I have been doing. Uh-huh. It's been nonstop for, God knows, 22 years now, you know. But I think just the opposite of most people. I hear people talk about retirement. And I've seen too many people that retired and then found out that there is no, everything doesn't happen to be beautiful after you retire and you stop doing everything. To me, I'm doing what I love right now. When it comes time to retire, whatever happens then is fine, but I'm not going to stop doing what I like. And then just because the money is there or the cushion is there, you know, to...
Fantastic. Sure appreciate that.
Is this tea or coffee?
It's supposed to be tea.
Wow. You could have fooled me.
We warned you. We warned you, didn't we?
Well, there we are, Gene Pitney. I must explain, he nursed a cup of tea through that whole interview. And we think it's a little better now. Not that exciting, but it's a little better now than it was when Gene was here. Got some requests coming up right after the break. We'll kick things off with the Monkees in a couple of minutes here at 99.9 CKFM in Toronto and looking back.
Budget Rent-A-Car presents People Without Cars, Episode 1.
This is the city, Toronto. There are thousands of people without cars and thousands of stories. This is just one of them. It was 5:15 p.m. Thursday when I got the call. Mr. Stevenson was desperate in downtown.
I can't take it anymore. Everything's closing in around me. I gotta get out of the city for the weekend. I'm going crazy, I tell you. Crazy!
He was desperate. So he phoned the Toronto Budget Hotline for local reservations, 673-3322. I took the call. Just the facts, sir, just the facts. Need a car for the weekend? That's easy, sir. We have a weekend special. You can rent a car for a three-day weekend on Friday and get the first day free. And, sir, we feature General Motors vehicles like the Pontiac 6000. Thanks, sir, just doing my job. It was another happy weekend, but that's what happens when you call a budget hotline, 673-3322. Budget Rent-A-Car, 35 Toronto locations with cars for people. Without cars.
Carl Stenson here at Sheridan Nurseries, where we have the right bulbs for all your fall planting needs. Right now, every Sheridan Garden Center is featuring the widest selection of bulbs, including hyacinths, tulips, and daffodils, all of top size and quality. When next spring arrives, you'll be glad you took the time now to plant these top quality bulbs. And when you see our prices, you'll be glad you came to Sheridan Nurseries.
Get a free pumpkin with each family purchase of $10 or more.
We'll be right back.
Valerie, there we go. The Monkees. Almost said the Beach Boys. That's the next one. The Monkees, that's for Charlene Zax of Willowdale, one of our regular writers to the program. Got a nice letter the other day from our old pal, David Walker. He's up at Participation House on Butternut Lane in Markham. In fact, he says here he's going to be, says he's going to be home for the Thanksgiving weekend. Isn't that nice? Nice chatty letter, and he says, could you please play the Beach Boys, Be True to Your School, on the Saturday, October 6th program. And David says, my sister Joanne and the rest of the singing family, I'll be listening to the program. That's nice. Thank you, David. Here we go, the Beach Boys.
Some loud bragger tries to put me down and says this school is great. I tell him right away, now